Και υπόλεπες αμύγδος με ροβελωμένο γύρω του ερμηρό των απορτώει. Και υπόλεπες αμύγδος με ροβελωμένο.
Okay, we're working with new systems and technical problems, but we overcame them. And welcome to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week, I try to bring the best in Jewish music. You know, the first hour is a mixture of everything but Chazonis, and the second hour is strictly Chazonis. We have our new feature that will be coming up in a few minutes, GCL, Guest Chazonis Lover. I'll tell you more about that after the first selection. The first piece of Chazonis will be Yaakov Stark with V'Lirushalayim Ircha. And I would like to point out to you that Cantor Stark with Yaakov Lemmer and Pinchas Cohn will be featured at a Shabbat Chazonut weekend, February 19th to the 21st at the Woodcliff Lake Hilton in New Jersey. For information, go to chazanut123@gmail.com. Chazanut, Chazanut, chazanut123@gmail.com. Those of you who are onto the internet, you see on the homepage in the upper right-hand corner the information. There will be a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Those of you who attended past Shabbat Chazanut, sponsored by Cantor's World, know how wonderful it is. What happened here is a group of people who attended those past weekends wanted to carry on the tradition, and they are working very hard to see that this event will take place. And I'll be there with Benny, but it's not a Cantor's World event, but we will be there. So again, February 19th to the 21st, Woodcliff Lake Hilton, Yaakov Stark, Yanky Lemmer, and Pinchas Cohn. And we will be going right now to the first selection of Chazanut. This is Cantor Stark with V'Lirushalayim Ircha.
Yerushalayim Ircha, Berachamim, Berachamim, Berachamim Toshu. Yerushalayim Ircha, V'Lirushalayim Ircha, Berachamim, Berachamim, Berachamim Toshu. Yerushalayim Ircha, Berachamim, Berachamim, Berachamim. Kasher
Boy, boy, boy.
That was Yaakov Stark with Yerushalayim Yircha. And once again, you'll be able to hear him, Davin, together with Yanky Lemmer and Pinchas Cohn on February 19th to the 21st. Chazanut123@gmail.com. Well, I told you, my listeners, about a new segment on the program. It's called The Guest Chazonist Lover, and I'm so pleased to have with me on the phone live, by the way, this is not pre-recorded, our dear friend and a lover of Chazonist, Sol Silverberg. Sol, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, Charlie, I'm fine.
It's a pleasure to have you on the air.
I'm glad to speak with you.
Sol, tell us a little about your background with Chazonist. I know that you were involved with a wonderful choir for many years.
Oh, yeah. So, well, the last stint I did was the past 27 years. I sang with the Abraham Nadel Choir at the East Midwood Jewish Center in Brooklyn for 27 years with Chazan Adelson. And met a lot of fabulous people because there'd be changes here and there. Many opera singers would come in and sing in on a unit, and who I became friendly with. But his wife was part of the beautiful soprano, and I just enjoyed it. And every year, for the past 27 years, I used to drive in. No, the last 8 years, when I moved to New Jersey, I used to drive in from New Jersey, and but the trip got a little too hard for me. Then I had to call it quits, and that's when I left it.
Well, I know that you knew Jeffrey Nadel and the whole Nadel family.
Absolutely. I knew them all. In fact, I was just talking to Jeffrey a couple of weeks ago. Fabulous voice. Fabulous. It's like listening to a voice that drips with milk and honey. And I've listened to a lot of them, say, with John Pierce, he'd be more dramatic. My Shusha would be more dramatic. Mordechai Heshman would be a little bit more lyric, but he has such a gorgeous sounding voice. It's a pleasure to speak with him and listen to him. In fact, he sent me a CD.
Well, I did speak to him about doing a feature with his selections, and he's unique in that he has written his own cantorial pieces, which is rather rare today.
May be one of the CDs that I got.
Yes, yes. Yeah, there's some terrific pieces on there, and
right.
I'm looking forward to Jeffrey coming on to the program. Now, you selected two pieces. I know you have so many favorites, and I know that there were some of your favorites that were played previously, so it was a difficult choice for you, but tell us about the first piece that David Kusevitzky will be singing.
Well, the David Kusevitzky Hatsi Kaddish, I had heard this. I heard him sing it, and I just it just got to me. And then, more or less, that particular Hatsi Kaddish caught on with a lot of other Chazanim, and they picked it all up. I remember once on the finish off of the Rosh Hashanah service, the Chazan Adelson finished off with Tuvit Kosovitsky's Hatsi Kaddish. It was a little bit of jazz. It was not the ordinary conventional about what they just ruffled through the words and finished it off. This had a little bit, let's say, we call it Yiddish, tam, taste. And then, of course, Samuel Taub, he was head cantor of the Cholim, the biggest Orthodox synagogue in Washington. Of course, after a while, he left, and I think that's when cantor Jeffrey Nadel took over, which he just recently retired from. But these are beautiful, magnificent voices, and we got to thank you for more or less perpetuating these voices so that everybody out there can hear them, like me. I can't wait. Okay.
Well,
I can hear the same ones over and over again.
Well, I appreciate that. I keep saying I'm going to have all these specials, but I will, because I spoke to Samuel Taub's son, who lives in Israel, I think he's in Judea, a so-called settlement, a wonderful community, and I asked him if he would agree to give some comments, and we're working on that right now, because I did a one-hour special of Sam Ottavi also about 14 years ago, and it's something that I plan to play again. So our first selection, and this is from our Chazanis lover, our guest, lover of Chazanis, Sol Silverberg, and it's David Kusevitzky's Chetzi Kaddish.
Thank you.
Kaddash me'eravo me'yol mod v'rofiruse v'yam livmol v'rose v'chayichom v'yom me'chol v'chayedichom beis yisroel b'avagolo v'zman toviv v'yimru
some selection. It must have been something to be in shul and have him doing that.
Yes. And it just, I was always thrilled whenever, when I sang in these various choirs, when we'd walk down the aisle and up to the bima, you know, to start the holiday service, and the chazan would walk up. I mean, maybe I felt a thrill, like a shrill going through me, always.
Really?
And I still do, and I still do. Of course, I don't sing anymore, but of course, I do go to the shul, but today there are not that many around. Like, when I grew up in Brooklyn, you know, they had the Stone Avenue Talmud Torah, which was basically almost considered like the metropolitan of the shuls, but every 2 years they had a different one. Waldman, Meshoysha, Kapofkagan, in fact, I caught once the tail end of his Kaddish, what's his name? Anyhow, I just asked you to play his melody anyhow.
Uh-huh.
Him, and it just would be a thrill to read, and Sidney Schicka, to read the big posters that was posted on the side of the building with the various choirs coming, Waldman with the Benny Friedman Choir, my church with the A. Meldell Choir, and Cop of Cargan with the, I don't know who it was. By the way, you know Joseph Rumshinsky, also for the holiday, just to form a choir. He was a theatrical man, but it was just a big thrill. There was a beautiful era to live in. Well, I happen to have lived in it, and I really enjoyed every drop of it.
Well,
by the way,
yes.
When I got out of service, I lived in Canarsie, and I belonged to a shul there, and we got together about 16 people who couldn't understand the word of Hebrew. I transliterated all the Hebrew, formed the choir, and I had that choir going under my direction for about 8 years.
Wow. Until
I gave it up.
This is what we have to do. I am so excited about choirs. A few weeks ago, we had the Shabbaton Choir from England. It was about 25 or 30 men of all different ages, and they made such a wonderful sound. And of course, I played the Melbourne Choir last week, and you've got the choirs in South Africa. Sadly, there are very few, if any, ongoing choirs here.
No, there aren't any. The big choir lead at those days was Maya Machtenberg, Sammy Sterner. In fact, I had one of Sammy Sterner's altos who grew up naturally sang bass in my choir, and there were so many. Benny Friedman, Yoel Feig.
Right.
I mean, these were fabulous people. They were thoroughly learned in music, and it was a pleasure to listen with them. Plus, they accumulated for their choir. They assimilated, rather, the top-notch.
That's one of my goals, if I live long enough, is to see the comeback of at least one great choir and maybe others. There's something very special about the sound.
Well,
yes.
I would like one day to hear it myself, but so far I haven't.
Okay, we're going to work on it. So our next selection.
I just want to say one more thing.
Sure,
Charlie.
Of course.
And I said it before to you. You are the greatest blessing to the Jewish Chazonish lovers out there for perpetuating the Chazonish music, even in the form that you're doing it right now.
Well, thank you so much.
Without you spreading all this, the sound and the hearing of the past greats would not be available.
Well, it's a joy for me, and I must tell you, there are some really great young talent that's coming up, and perhaps it's not over yet. I don't want to say it's over. There's a glimmer of light.
Yes.
Now the next selection that you've selected, Samuel Taub.
Yes.
And he'll be singing the Kiddush for the holidays. I think it's for Pesach, and it's a beautiful selection. And Sal, I want to thank you on behalf of my listeners, and I tell our listeners that if you want to share your thoughts, just contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com, and there's nothing better than to have a live interview. Sal, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us.
Okay, shalom.
Okay, shalom. This is Samuel Taub.
Asher bukharbunu mikolom, mikolom. Lom monu mikolom shon, mikir shonu, bemitzvoso.
Oh, shit.
That was Samuel Taabe, and I again thank Sol Silverberg for sharing his thoughts with us. And I'm so jealous that Sol, that you had a chance to actually hear all these greats. As you know, I didn't discover Chazanis until 1977, and sadly, you know, most of these greats had passed away or retired by that time. And I would love to have heard you and your choir and Nadel's. Of course, I know Jeffrey and his brother sang with their dad. And again, you can't go back, but maybe. Who knows? Who knows? Okay. Again, I remind you that if you want to have a wonderful immersion into Chazanis, Shabbat Chazanut, February 19th to the 21st at the Woodcliffe Lake Hilton in New Jersey. It will feature Yaakov Stark, who we heard earlier, Yaakov Lemmer, Yankee Lemmer, last week, and we'll be listening to Pinchas Cohn next week. You can go to chazanut123@gmail.com. Chazanut123. You are listening through the internet, and you'll see in the upper right-hand corner of my homepage is information about that weekend. I'll be there. Benny will be there. It's not a Cantor's World event, but we are working together with a bunch of lovers of Chazanis who just want to carry on the tradition of that wonderful weekend. Again, Stark, Lemmer, and Cohn, and at night, Danny Goldar will be the accompanist at the concert, and there'll be a kumzitz, and a lot of fun. It's a wonderful immersion into Chazanis, and for those of you who will be there, it's a guaranteed wonderful experience if you've never really lived it or felt it. Okay, let's go on to the Chazanis. Oh, by the way, I do want to welcome the listeners to Nachum Siegel's program. For my listeners, Nachum has a program from 7 to 9. Over WNJR, and from 7 to 9 on Thursday nights from 9 to 10, he plays this 1 hour of Chazanis, and I welcome those of you listeners to Nachum's program. I welcome you to my program. This is Charlie Bernhout, by the way. Okay, let's go on to Itchamir Helfgott with Shalom Shalo. This is the great Itchamir Helfgott.
Shalom, 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 shalom.
That was from a live performance. That was from a tape called, a CD, the Best of 2002. That was recorded in the Yerushalayim, and that was Shehashalom Shelo. And these were all with Yuval Choir, Yuval Concert Series that took place in 2002. Okay, on now to a classic, Akavya ben Mahalalel, and this is Moshe Kusevitzky, the great MK. Well, it looks like I cannot change a selection. This is Umi Penei Chato Enu. Thank you. Moshe Koussevitzky, and that was not Akavya ben Mahalalel, but it was it was not even close. Umi Pnei Chatoenu. We'll get to Akavya next week. You know when the holidays are this year? I'm just looking at the calendar. Pesach is March 29th. That's Monday night. That's the first Seder. I guess I won't be on the air that night. But March 29th is the first Seder. And you know what that means about the holidays, the High Holy Days, as they're called. They're September 8th is Rosh Erev Rosh Hashanah. September 9th is Rosh Hashanah. Kol Nidre is Friday the 17th. And Yom Kippur is Shabbos on the 18th of September. So it's right around the corner. It's right around the corner, and I got a request from a longtime listener and a fan of Chazanut, and he said that he wanted to hear different selections of Areshes Sifoseinu. I said, well, that's, you know, I get requests. I get all different kinds of requests. So this is from, I'm reading from the Art Scroll Machzor for Rosh Hashanah. And the translation, may the utterance of our lips be pleasant before you, O exalted and uplifted God, who discerns and gives ear, looks closely and hearkens to the sound of our shofar blasts, and may you accept with mercy and favor the order of your kingship verses. Okay, that's Areshes Sifoseinu, and Zev, I'm going to play quite a few different selections. And I'll send you the CD. You give me your address. But this is the first two parts are very, very short. Both under the name of Yesla Rosenblatt. Let's hear Yesla singing the first one, and then it's a choir with Yesla, the second one, and then we'll get to the others. Okay, this is preparing us for the holidays. Okay, Zev, I hope you're listening.
I'm made of the rock of me, you're more than all
Okay, that's the first one. Very short. And you know, while I was listening to this, I was wondering, Erwin Muth, are you listening? And is Lozzie and Jack? I don't know. But if you are, welcome to the program. We had a great Shabbos meal there. It was really terrific. Okay, I guess the kumzitz, we'll have to wait for other kumzitzim or something like that. What can I tell you? Julian, we'll arrange something else. Let's get into a second. It's listed under Yesler Rosenblatt, and he's singing, I believe, with the choir. Find out who the young boy was singing there. It's interesting how they took Tekia Tenu and they made Tekia and then Tenu. Okay, Zev, let's hear Asher Henowitz now with Areshes Sifosenu.
Areshet Sifatenu Yerav Lefanecha Yerav Lefanecha Areshet sefateinu yerav lefanecha keileram venisa. Meivinu mazin, mabitu makishiv, lekol, tekiyateinu. Kabel berachamim, berachamim uberatzon, seder malchiyoteinu.
That was Asher Henowitz, and now let's hear Benjamin Muller, with Areshes Sifosenu. Thank you. Okay, as you can tell, that was from a live performance. One more. This is, I think, a really interesting one. If it's coming up, there it is. This is Pinchik, Pierre Pinchik. Zev, I think you're going to like this one. List of Areshis Sifosenu. The fastest 2 hours in Jewish music, isn't it? Well, that's what happens when you're having a good time. And to the listeners of Nachum Siegel's program, I hope you enjoy this 1 hour of Chazonis. Tell your friends about it and come back each week. I am on www.charliebernhout.com. CharlieBernhout.com. All my shows are archived, so you can go back and listen to the last 37 shows. They're indexed, so you can pick and choose which show you want to listen to, and you can't skip, I don't know, program selection by selection, but first hour, second hour. Again, if you are interested in participating in the guest Chazonist Lover segment, you'd like to come on and we'll schmooze a little, and you'll give me two of your favorite selections. You'll tell me what they are, and we'll share them with everybody else. I hope you enjoy that segment, and I know a few people will be participating, but there's room for many more. Hope to do this indefinitely. Again, I'm at CBJ Music, cbjmusic@aol.com. Sol Silverberg, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us, and we're going to get to Jeffrey Nadel very soon. Shalom, everyone.